In his 13th year at the Brady program, head coach Andy Seaman joins us. Coach, I know you're excited, ready to go for the season. Nice to have a season opener at home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to have football back on, I guess, Thursday night this week, but on Thursday and Friday nights, so it's great to get going.
You know, everybody wants the Friday night lights, Coach, but unfortunately, of course, I take it because of officials and stuff like that. That's why it's on a Thursday instead of Friday. Would that be right?
Yeah, just some weeks are easier to just put a game on a Thursday to make things easier for officials, and week one is one of the easiest ones to put on a Thursday. You're ready to get playing and stop hitting each other anyway, so we put this one on Thursday.
Coach, you're moving back once again to eight-man from a couple of years to six-man ranks. Are you, I'm sure, glad, maybe happy with six-man, but glad to have a chance to get back to the eight-man ranks now?
Yeah, six-man is not my cup of tea, I guess, to be perfectly honest. So our kids are glad to be back at eight-man. They made the vote and made the decision to go back. We continued playing eight-man in junior high the last 2 years, so we never switched there because we had good numbers in junior high during that time. So it shouldn't be too much of a transition, especially for our younger kids. But, yeah, we're excited to be back at eight-man.
So I take it numbers are good. Freshmen to the senior class, are they picking up a little bit more for you?
They're picking up in our younger grades. We're a very young team. I only have two seniors and one junior, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So we'll be, honestly, we're probably one of the youngest teams in the state, especially when it comes to my starters and stuff.
But a couple of guys back for you that played, you know, some good minutes last year. I know one in particular, Kyler Lewis, kind of your lone senior two-way starter, did a lot for you last year. Will do a lot for you this year.
Yeah, Kyler started most of the games on offense. Actually, our two-way starter, not to correct you, last year for the seniors would be Aiden Mitchum. Aiden started on both sides of the ball, ran the ball a decent amount on offense, and was, I believe, our leading tackler on defense. Coming back, he's a hard-working kid. He's stepping up, being one of the, like I said, one of our few seniors and one of our leaders. And he's making some transitions when we switch back to eight-man from going to a different position he's never played before. So he's been unselfish and stepping up.
I know reading Bob Jensen's preview on High School Line Prep, you mentioned Peyton Miller, a sophomore who has got a bright future for you.
Yeah, Peyton's a sophomore. He started as a freshman. A lot of our sophomores played a lot last year as freshmen. He'll be stepping up in our running back position and getting lots of carries and touches on offense. He's one of our team captains, so he's going to be stepping up.
Replacing that offensive line, that's been the big chore, I take it, in the preseason, is finding some new guys on an offensive line, isn't it?
Yeah, we are not a very big team. We are the opposite of Hitchcock County. We are not very big. We only have one kid over 180 on the roster, so finding kids that are going to be aggressive and play with great technique and fill in those spots up front has been a chore, but we have kids that have been stepping up and working hard and trying to understand what it's going to take for them to be successful playing at a smaller weight.
Well, it seems like Brady every year, Coach. I'm a big track and field guy too, and in the springtime, you always have some sprinters, some burners out there on the track. Is that the case? Kind of, you have some speed with this bunch this year.
Yeah, we're going to try, obviously, with my previous comment of our lack of size, we are going to have to try and spread teams out, which is my forte anyways on offense, and trying to use our athleticism and speed on the edges and keep the defense honest with our run pass. Peyton Miller, obviously his older brother, was a two-time state champ and the state record holder in the 200, so he's got some speed. He's been working hard to keep getting that speed where we want it at. We try to do a great job in our weight room and our speed program to build that.
And finally, Coach, a very challenging schedule. You guys, your district with Sandhills, Thedford, and others, very, very challenging district again this year.
Yeah, our district's tough. Our whole schedule's tough. Obviously, being a really young team, we would honestly would like to have an opponent week one that's not to the level of Hitchcock County, to be perfectly honest. They're a very well-coached team. They're a very big team. Obviously, coming off a state championship 2 years ago, then with our district, we have Sandhills Stafford, who won the state championship last year. Obviously, we got Mullen in there. It's going to be a tough team. Maxwell right next door is our big rival, so that's always a tough game no matter where, what our records are. So our kids understand that we're going to have some trials and tribulations through our season, and we need to focus on ourselves and get better, and hopefully by the end of the year our freshmen aren't playing like freshmen no more, and we're trying to hit our stride.